that it's in the middle of a very vibrant neighborhood. It's a neighborhood that has changed a great deal over the years. It's an exciting place if you listen to what's going on around the mall.
Can you say what some of those factors are specifically that intrigue you?
Well, the community has become a diverse, a kind of multicultural, multi-ethnic community, and the mall really was trying to be just another mall. It was very hard when you would walk into this mall to say that it was in Charlotte and not Ohio, or it could be in Texas. It was what I would call a Me Too mall and didn't really have a sense of place or a sense of the community that it's supposed to serve.
I know that last year, I understand, your company began managing a shopping center down in Fort Mill, which targets largely the Hispanic demographic. Of course, East Charlotte has grown considerably in the last decade or 15 years or so in that demographic. So is that part of your marketing plan for the Eastland property?
Well, I think it's one option. Each project has to be looked at completely differently. So we don't have a one-size-fits-all template. I think that part of the excitement of these projects are to make it something special and different and not just a replication of what's going on across town or across the country.
I'm sure you're aware that the mall's image, though, really has plummeted over the past decade or so. There have been concerns about crime, and the major department stores have pulled out. How do you hope to overcome those issues and bring shoppers back to Eastland?
Well, I think that the mall is at a crossroads right now. There are two ways that it can go. And really, one of the ways is up to the city. You know, Charlotte, who has been extremely successful repositioning things like downtown and making it a great place to live, is very focused on this corridor. This is an opportunity for the city to consolidate the ownership and allow someone to redevelop the mall with a very wide range of things to really make it the center of the community. If the city decides that it's not the right time or they're not interested in doing that, what we will do is redevelop the part of the mall that we own, which is the inline space, the center of the mall. It's really everything except for what we would call the anchor spaces.
So you would hope that the city would buy these vacant anchor stores?
Well, I think that would be one way of the city being able to facilitate a large scale redevelopment of the whole property. But it's really up to the city. It wasn't obviously not a condition of being involved in the mall. I'm buying a certain part and happy doing that no matter what the city decides to do.
Would the revamped Eastland Mall look and feel a lot like the malls that we've all come to be familiar with in cities across America, or different? And if so, how would it be different?
Well, I'm a fan of the Rouse model. Is in the 50s and 60s. He started focusing on malls as a centerpiece of the community, where there's live entertainment and music and you might find your dentist down there, you might find your accountant. What I don't do is take a project like this and fill it full of stores that you could find anywhere. I'd much rather have a local coffee shop owned by someone who lives in the community than yet another Starbucks.
Well, Andrew Siegel with Boxer Property, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.